Welcome to Share Talk. Today I have Andrew Bell on, who is the chairman of Regency Mining. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
We wanted to obviously cover the announcement that you made in reference to the project update, placing, and TVR. Now, last time we spoke, the hopes were around the Rosa mine coming onto line, and then the funds from that to be used to bring on the second asset. So could you give us an update on what's happening at Rosa first and foremost? Expectations were that that should be online by sort of beginning of last month.
Well, let me see. You're right. That was what we had hoped for, because what our partners hoped for. There was a permitting issue. These things can always come up. It wasn't anything that wasn't going to happen. It was more procedural than anything else. Just took time. But nothing is standing in the way at Rosa. Everything is proceeding. And you know, if we had got production going, then it wouldn't have been full production. I mean, one goes through the stages of switching on, taking some coal out, sampling it, building up volumes, testing, and commercial production. And I think that, you know, commercial production, if you're looking at that side of it, I don't think it will have been very much delayed.
So with the delays there then, and the second mine, it looks like that could potentially be coming to fruition before the Rosa mine.
Well, no, I mean, I think Rosa could be any day now. I know we've said that already, but it remains true, everything in principle is ready there, and we have extracted some coal. We sent it off for sampling, so, and the other mine, we have stripped some of the side of the hill, and we have created therefore a bench and a flat area for transportation, and a area where we've exposed a seam of coal, and a face where we can high wall later. So we've taken a sort of L shape out of the side of the hill, and we're ready to start loading trucks as soon as we have sufficient plant on site to be able to operate efficiently.
So in reference to this placing then, we've got a question from a shareholder who basically has asked, why haven't you done one large placing instead of lots of little placings and obviously the deal for the loan notes?
It's a good question. I think the answer is that when we did the earlier placings, which were at a much lower price, it was in the expectation that as we rolled out the news, the price would go up. And therefore, if we needed to raise more money, and when we needed to raise more money, we'd have more to show and the price would be higher. And to a considerable extent, that has been true and remains true.
So in regards to this placing then, how did that come around? Did you go looking for the money, or were you approached?
Actually, I went up with a group of fairly substantial shareholders to visit the company, and in the course of our discussions, we agreed that the money would accomplish something, that the purpose for it was clear, that the need for it or desirability of it was evident, and that these people were enthusiastic about the project and were willing to participate. So it came together very quickly.
Now, in relation, obviously, to the acceleration of the program, how soon do you envisage having the projects online?
You know, that is something which we will be able to announce, and will announce as soon as we can. I think that we're going to err on the side of announcing commercial production rather than announcing that we're producing something, then that we're producing something, then that we're producing something. When what we really mean is were going through the different stages of commissioning. So we will try to be we will try to come up with commercial information as quickly as possible rather than spin information, and we hope that and expect that that will be very soon, very quickly.
So looking at the sort of midterm then, obviously you've got other assets that are awaiting to come online. What are the hopes and expectations going on there, and what sort of work are you doing towards those hopes?
Well, I think that the immediate thing, obviously, is to get these two into production, and that involves a lot of work and predominates over everything else. We have other things going on. Of course, we have the involvement with CoBed Methane, where there's a planned listing on a market in the next few weeks of the company that we have shares in. We have the joint venture for nickel and cobalt in Papua New Guinea. Now, that's really, it's been sitting there and not done very much because the price of nickel hasn't gone up. We know that at some point the nickel price will go up, and that will be the time when we can move more actively with that very large, very significant project. And then we have, of course, an asset in Greenland, which is in the same sort of categories. We're waiting for something to happen. So those are not in the sort of forefront. And of course, we have a interest in the Horse Hill oil well and area near Gatwick, which has been remarkably successful. I think we can already probably speak of a likely well there, which would be the biggest onshore producer since Witch Farm. How big it's likely to be, what the potential is, we don't know yet, but it is already, given the flow rates, we can think in terms of something that is going to be highly significant. And once the elections are out of the way, the final approvals, we're talking about approvals again, are due there. And then we expect some more test work and drilling.
So is there anything further you would like to add there, Andrew?
No, except that whichever direction we look in, things seem to be pretty positive.
And again, we'll look forward to covering those news items with you. Andrew, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.